chapter 2. The Jewish sacrifices are now abolished. Since, therefore, the days are evil and Satan possesses the power of the world, we ought to give heed to ourselves and diligently inquire into the ordinances of the Lord. Fear and patience, then, are helpers of our faith, and long-suffering and continuance are things which fight on our side. While these remain pure in what respects the Lord, wisdom, understanding, science, and knowledge rejoice along with them. For he hath revealed to us by all the prophets that he needs neither sacrifices nor burnt offerings nor obligations, saying thus, What is the multitude of your sacrifices unto me, saith the Lord? I am full of burnt offerings, and desire not the fat of lambs, and the blood of bulls and goats, not when ye come to appear before me. For who hath required these things at your hands? Tread no more in my courts, not though ye bring with you fine flour. Incense is a vain abomination unto me, and your new moons and Sabbaths I cannot endure. He hath therefore abolished these things, that the new law of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is without the yoke of necessity, might have a human oblation. And again he says to them, Did I command your fathers, when they went out from the land of Egypt, to offer unto me burnt offerings and sacrifices? But this I rather commanded them, Let no one of you cherish any evil in his heart against his neighbor, and love not an oath of falsehood. We ought therefore, being possessed of understanding, to perceive the gracious intention of our Father, for he speaks to us, desirous that we, not going astray like them, should ask how we may approach him. To us, then, he declares, A sacrifice pleasing to God is a broken spirit, a smell, a sweet savor to the Lord, and a heart that glorifieth him that made it. We ought therefore, brethren, carefully to inquire concerning our salvation, lest the wicked one, having made his entrance by deceit, shall hurl us forth from our true life.